Hallelujah. Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿大家平安。
Today our topic is the three blessings of the Lord.
今天早上我们要查考的题目是神所赐的三福。
We human beings are always tend to forget what is invisible.
我们常常会忘记那些看不到的东西。
Let's look at the love of parents.
就好像父母对我们的爱。
We can say around the world that our love from our parent is the strongest.
我们可以说在这个世界上父母对子女的爱是最强大的。
But usually the children will not appreciate the love until they get mature.
但时常儿女在他们还小的时候并不知道要
直到他们
要来珍惜这个爱，直到他们成熟之后。
Oftentimes, we see some children during the teenager years, they rebel against their parent.
很多青少年，他们都会叛逆，对父母不好。
Now, one day when the parents depart or pass away,
但是直到一天父母离开了他们
，they'll cry.
他们就会哭了。
They'll think they have lost the parent.
他们会觉得丧失了这个。
So only when we have something we will not cherish.
所以我们有这个东西的时候，我们时常都不会来珍惜它。
But one day if we lost something, we suddenly find that it is so important.
直到有一天这个东西突然没有了，你才会想起它的美好。
Our God is the same.
神也是一样的。
Our God's love is with us every day.
神的爱每天都跟我们同在。
But usually we don't ponder much about it.
但是我们不会常常来思念它的爱。
But if one day we lose it, we will think, oh,We suffer.
但是有一天我们突然没有了这个爱之后我们就会痛苦了。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 127.
我们请看诗篇127篇。
The book of Psalm 127.
诗篇127篇。
Let's read verse 1 to 2.
我们看第一节第二节。第一节若不是耶和华建造房屋建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池看守的人就枉然警醒第二节你们清晨早起夜晚安歇吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉
In the Psalm 127 This is called the Song of Action written by Solomon
这个127篇是所罗门上行之诗
We have talked about it The Song of Action was the hymn which people sang during their pilgrimage
这个上行之诗就是百姓他们在朝圣的时候所唱的诗。
So in this psalm, we can discover there are three kinds of blessing of the Lord.
在这一首诗当中，我们看到了神所赐的三福。
But here use an hypothesis or assumption that if the Lord is not there, we will not have these three blessings.
那这边所讲的是，如果神没有在这边的话，我们就得不到这些福气。
So what are these three blessings?
那这三个福气是什么呢
This is today's topic.
就是今天我们所要查考的。
Let's talk about the first blessing.
我们来看第一个福气。
The first blessing is on verse 1.
就是在第一节这边。
Here tell us, the Lord build the house, the Lord watch over the city gate.
这边说神建造房屋神看守城池。
This is the first blessing.
这就是第一个福气。
We can say this is the material blessing.
我们可以说这是在世上物质属物质的福气。
Of course, nowadays we don't physically build our house.
当然今天我们没有自己去建造我们的房子。
We buy houses.
我们购屋。
But let's think about it. When we work 20 or 30 years.
但是我们想想看我们辛苦工作20-30年。
What is the final goal of our career?
那最后在事业的顶端我们想要得到什么
Of course, when we have a job, we have a career, we want to buy houses, we pay the mortgage for the 20 or 30 years coming up.
当然我们有个工作之后你就想要买一个房子慢慢的付清这个贷款。
So these building houses can represent our career of our physical life.
所以这个建造房屋在这边所讲到的可以就是说我们在建造我们的事业。
Of course, in this world, we work very hard.
当然在世界上我们努力的工作。
To earn a living.
要想要过好的生活。
But the Bible tells us we need two pairs of hands to success.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们要两双手才能够成功。
What are the two pairs of hands?
这两双手是什么呢
？The first pair of hands is our hands.
那第一双当然就是自己的手。
We must work hard.
我们自己要努力工作。
We cannot say every day I just pray and ask God to bless me and we don't work.
不能说每天就在家里祷告。 祷告神帮助都不用工作。
We have to work ourselves.
我们自己要工作。
This hand must support ourselves.
这一双手要扶持自己。
But this hand, this pair of hands is not enough.
但是只有这双手还不足够。
We need another pair of hands.
我们还要另外一双手。
That pair of hands is the invisible hand of God.
就是神那看不见的那一双手。
God's hand is invisible.
神的手我们看不见的。
But if He work for us,
但是如果他帮我们做。
If He work with us,
如果他跟我们一起做。
When we build houses, He also build the house for us.
我们建造房屋，他也帮忙我们建造。
Then we will establish the house.
然后我们就可以盖成这个房屋。
Otherwise, we work in vain.
不然的话，我们就枉然劳力。
In the past, the Bible tells us there was a person called Jacob.
在以前有一个叫雅各的人。
He also worked very hard.
他也是非常努力的来工作
Try to establish his career.
想要建好他自己的事业
But he faced lots of difficulty.
但是他遇到了很多的难题
What difficulty was he facing?
他遇到什么难题呢
He worked in his uncle's house.
他在他岳父的家里做事
But his uncle mistreated him.
但是他的岳父待他不好
Let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 30.
我们请看创世纪第三十章
Genesis chapter 30 verse 31-36
创世纪三十章第三十一到三十二节
Genesis chapter 30 verse 31-36
创世纪三十章第三十一到三十六节三十一节拉班说我当给你什么呢雅各说什么你也不必给我只有一件事你若应承我便仍旧牧放你的羊第三十二节今天我要走遍你的羊群把绵羊中凡有点的有斑的和黑色的并山羊中凡有斑的有点的都挑出来将来这一等的就算我的工价三十三以后你来查看我的工价凡在我手里的山羊不是有点有斑的绵羊不是黑色的就算是我偷的这样便可证出我的公义来三十四拉班说好啊我情愿照着你的话行三十五当日拉班把有纹的有斑的公山羊有点的有斑的有杂白纹的母山羊并黑色的绵羊都挑出来交在他儿子们的手下三十六又使自己和雅各相离三天的路程雅各就牧放拉班其余的羊
Jacob has been working for Laban
雅各在这边为拉班来做工
But Laban didn't pay him anything
但是拉班并没有给他任何的工价
Mistreat his own relatives
对待他不好
So Jacob said I'm going now
所以雅各就说我要走了
But Laban said don't go I know that God bless you
但是拉班跟他说不要离开我我知道神是祝福你的
Since you come here, God also bless me
你来到这边之后神也让我也祝福了我
So, Laban make an agreement with him
所以拉班就跟他有一个协议
So, now all the sheep when the newborn sheep have a spot, have color all will all belong to Jacob in the future
如果现在生出了有斑的有点的羊就算是雅各你的
We know about DNA nowadays
我们现在知道 DNA
All the sheep when they mate they will produce different kind of looking the appearance of the sheep
当不一样的羊在一起他们就生出不一样的羊
So this is a quite fair agreement
所以这个是算是蛮公平的
So all this spot all this spot will set aside
所以这个有点的就先放到旁边
So and then what happened to Laban?
那拉班是怎样呢
Laban remove all the spot one the gold the sheep remove it and make it a 3 days journey with it
但是拉班把所有有斑的有点的都把它挑出来离雅各三天的路程
So this means the chance of mating is become lower
所以说会生出有斑有点的几率就小了
And then Jacob will eventually will suffer
但是所以雅各他就得到的不多、
He was in a very difficult position
他这个地方是非常的逆境
So Jacob tried to think a method
所以雅各就想要想一个方法
Let's read verse 27
27节拉班对他说我说在你眼
Verse 27 Chapter 30 verse 37
节雅各将拿杨树杏树枫树的嫩枝将皮剥成白纹使枝子露出白的来
38
三十八节，将剥了皮的枝子对着羊群插在引羊的水沟里和水槽里，羊来喝的时候，这是什么？母猪配合。三十九节，羊群对枝子配合，就生下有纹的、有点的、有斑的来。四十节，雅各把羊群分出来，使拉班的羊与这些有纹和黑色的羊相对，把自己的羊另放一处，不叫他和拉班的羊混杂。四十一，将到羊群肥壮配合的时候，雅各就把枝子插在水沟里，使羊对着枝子配合。
So now Jacob think about a method.
所以雅各就想到了一个法子。
When the sheep they have the mating season,
在他们配合的时候。
So Jacob put the branches with spot.
所以雅各就把这些嫩枝。
有斑有点的，
有斑有点的枝子
，put there，
放在那边。
So when the sheep look at these branches with spot, they produce the offspring with spot and color.
所以当羊看到这些树枝，它们生出来的就是有斑有点的。
So even though Laban removed all the spotted one far away, but Jacob still got a lot of strong sheep with spot.
所以虽然拉班把这些羊有斑有点的都离开了，但是雅各他还是得到。肥壮的后代。
Some people think, wow, Jacob is very smart, know about genetics, 啊。
有些人就说雅各非常的聪明，他那个时候就知道这些科学的原理。
But actually, this is nothing about science.
其实这个不是科学。
Because we know the gene in the animal, the DNA, already decide the color.
因为我们知道 DNA 就已经成就了它的羊毛的颜色。
No matter what kind of branches you put in the eyes, will not affect the offspring, the appearance.
不管你拿什么样的枝子放在它前面，它们生出来的不会是那个样子。
So it's nothing to do with Jacob's intelligence.
所以不是雅各他的聪明的后果。
Even Jacob admit.
连雅各他自己也承认了。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 31.
我们看创世纪第三十一章。
Chapter 31.
三十一章
，verse 5 to 10，
第五节到第十节。第五节对他们说：“我看你们父亲的气色像我不主从前了，但我父亲的神向来与我同在。你们也知道我尽了我的力量服侍你们的父亲。你们的父亲欺哄我十次，改了我的工价，然而神不容他害我。他若说有点的归你做工价，羊群所生的都有点；他若说有纹的归你做工价。”羊群所生的都有纹，这样神把你们父亲的牲畜夺过来赐给了我。
Okay, here tell us, Jacob admit it is God's blessing.
在这边，雅各承认是神对他的祝福。
No matter how people can mistreat you,
不管人对你怎么样的不好
，but God is in control.
但是神还是决定一切的。
So not because of his own intelligence,
不是因为他自己的智慧
，but God.Protect him and guide him and bless him.
是神保护带领他。
So after working in his uncle's house for many years, Jacob became strong and had many possessions.
所以在拉班的家里工作服侍多年之后，雅各自己也有了财富。
If not God, Jacob, when he left, he will have nothing.
如果不是神的缘故，当雅各离开拉班的时候，他什么都带不走。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样的。
We work in this society. We want to build our house.
我们在这个社会里面工作，想要建造自己的房屋。
But we have to think, where is the invisible hand?
但是我们要想，这双看不见的手在哪里
？What is the invisible hand will do?
这个看不见的手会帮我们做什么
？In other places,
在别的地方。
I heard, talk to a truth seeker.
我跟一位慕道者在讲话。
We said when we eat, before we eat, we'll pray to God.
我说我们在祷告，我们吃饭之前会先默祷，感谢神。
But he was so puzzled.
他就觉得很奇怪。
Why do you Christian pray to God when you eat?
为什么你们基督徒吃饭前要感谢祷告呢
？I am the one working hard to earn this food.
这些食物都是我努力赚来的。
But let's ask about one question.
但是我们要问一个问题。
Where do we get our health?
我们健康从哪里来的
？God is the one giving us our life.
神把生命赐给了我们。
No matter how careful we protect our health, if God is not giving us the health, we cannot earn money.
不管我们如何小心谨慎来保持我们的健康，如果神没有给你健康的话，你不能够赚这个钱。
We need health to work.
我们要有这个健康的身体才能够赚钱。
Secondly, we need to have our brain, our mind to work.
第二点，我们要有这个智慧
来头脑
来工作。
Who make our brain? Who make us intelligent?
是谁创造我们头脑，让我们能够有智慧呢？
It's not that our parent. If a parent had the choice, then everyone would be very intelligent.
不是我们的父母。如果父母可以决定的话，那每个人就都是非常聪明的了。
But rather, it's God make us.
是神创造了我们。
But further, it's God give us opportunity.
那第三点是神给我们机会。
If we have no opportunity,
如果我们没有机会的话
，No matter how hard we work, we will not succeed.
哇，你多么努力的来工作，你都不会成功。
I don't know whether we have experienced this before.
我不知道大家有没有
经历过
这些。
When we try to find a place in the parking lot,
当我们在停车场想要找一个位置停的时候
，It's not that the earlier you go there, you always get space.
不是说你越早去就越。可以得到这个位置。
Sometimes you go there early, but you still do not find place. You go round and round and round.
我说你很早去，你在那边绕了几圈，还是都找不到空位停。
You're so puzzled. You want to park near, but no space. You have to go far away.
你就想要停在门口，但是不行，你就要跑到比较远的地方。
And when you left the car at the behind, left and another one took the space.
那你才刚走，后面那台车就走，就另外一台车拿了那个位置。
And you said, oh.I should have stayed here for 10 more seconds.
你就想说，可能你在那边再等十秒就得到了位置。
So this is called opportunity.
这个就是机会。
God is the one provides us with opportunity.
是神给了你机会。
We have to work hard.
我们要努力工作。
But God is the one provides chances.
是神给我们工作的机会。
So the Bible tells us, if not the Lord build a house, we'll work in vain.
所以圣经告诉我们，如果不是神建造房屋，我们就枉然劳力。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们请看生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
Chapter 8, verse, let's turn to verse 17.
我们请看第十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 17.
生命记第八章第十七十八节。恐怕你们心里说，这才货财是我力量我能力得来的。十八节，你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖所启示所立的约，像今日一样。
Here Moses remind us.
这边摩西提醒了我们。
This is the word of God.
这个就是神的话。
We shall not forget.
我们不要忘记。
The ability to earn the money our life is from God.
这个得货财的力量是从神来的。
There was a brother in West Africa, Nigeria.
有一个在西非的弟兄。
Before he came to True Jesus Church.
在他来到我们教会之前。
He tried to do many business.
他尝试的要做好他的生意。
He tried to raise the ducks, 养鸭子。
他想要养鸭子。
Do not success.
没有成功。
Raise the fish, do not success.
想要养鱼没有成功。
Do the farm, do not success.
有一个农场也没有成功。
So he was very desperate.
所以他就非常的着急。
But anyway, one day I came to know True Jesus Church.
有一天他来到了我们教会。
And he accepted the truth.
他接受了我们的真理。
And then he think about he need God's blessing.
他想到他需要神的祝福。
And thank God after 10 years.
感谢神在经过十年之后。
Since he believed in the truth, everything he do start to receive God's blessing.
从他相信了神之后，他做的每一件事情都看到神的福气在里面。
Just like what I mentioned in the past, when I came to his house in Nigeria,
就好像我以前讲的，我到他家的时候
，his house was very big.
他的家非常的大。
He was the only one quite rich in West Africa.
他是在我们弟兄当中一个算是比较富有的。
And what happened to him?
他发生了什么事情
？He knows how to repay God's love.
他知道怎么样来
报答神的恩
典。报答神的恩典。
Every time when a missionary come,
每一次当有一个传道工人到他那边
，He said, "Live in my house."
他说来住我们家。
Even 1 week or 1 month,
一个礼拜一个月
，I'll take care of you.
我会接待你。
He did not IA to send money to take care of us.
他没有叫联总给他钱。
He said, "I'll take care of you people."
他说我会接待你们。
And when you need to buy air ticket.
那你需要买飞机票
？From here to there，
从这边到那边。
He said, "I'll buy for you."
我来帮你买。
Because today what I have is belongs to God.
因为今天我有的是神给我的。
So this is very important.
这个非常的重要。
We must know this is the invisible hand of God guiding us.
我们要知道这是神那双看不见的手来带领的。
Now let's turn back to Psalm chapter 127.
我们看回来诗篇一百二十七篇。
Psalm 127.
诗篇一百二十七篇。
Here tell us verse 1, if not the Lord watch the city gate, the watchman will watch in vain.
在后面这边说，若不是神看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Yes, we may earn something.
是的，我们可以赚得很多东西。
But if not the law keep for us,
如果不是神帮我们保守看守的话，
what we earn also will get lost.
如我们已经赚到的可能还会流失去。
There was a testimony.
有一个见证。
There was a brother raising fishes.
有一个弟兄他是养鱼为生的。
During one season.
在一个季节当中。
Before the fish is ready to for sale.
在那个鱼还不能够卖出去之前。
Suddenly start to have some sickness among the fishes.
那突然间这些鱼生病了。
And then he think, oh, because some are getting sick, so let's better harvest all the fish and sell it quick.
所以他想说，已经开始有生病的这个症状，就赶快把这些鱼拿出去卖。
And the colleague, other businessmen, other also fish raiser also laugh at him.
那其他那些做也是在养鱼的就嘲笑他。
You think you are Christian?
他们说，你想你是基督徒。
Why your Lord do not bless you?
为什么你的神没有祝福你
？So now you see you lost some money.
现在你就损失了。
But this brother did not say anything.
他什么都没有说。
He did not complain to God.
他没有埋怨神。
He knows God will take care of him.
他知道神会照顾他。
Even though in difficult situation, God will take care of him.
虽然在逆境困难当中，神也会看顾他。
So after he sold all the remaining fish,
他就把这些鱼卖掉了。
Suddenly the typhoon come.
突然间有台风来临。
And the sea water, because of the rain, the storm, sea water come into the pool.
那河水倒灌跑到了这个。那个、
鱼塘里面来 also other people's pool and then wash away all the fish which is about to be sold
把那些可以卖的鱼都把它冲走了
so other people suffer more loss
所以其他那些人本来没有在嘲没有卖鱼来嘲笑他的人损失更大
and then they suffer total loss
他们所有的鱼都没有了
but our brother even though he suffered a little bit at the beginning but God still protected him
那我们的弟兄虽然一开始有一点小小的亏损，但是神保护了他。
So he knows God is the one protect him.
所以他知道神是看顾他的。
So today we have to remember.
所以今天我们要记得
，God is the one watching over us.
是神看守我们。
If we can earn something, this belongs to God.
如果我们得到了什么，这是神的。
So we have to put God first in our life.
我们要把神放在我们生命的第一。
Some people think, oh, we have to offer tithe.
有些人说我要奉献十分之一。
Is God want my money?
是神想要我的钱吗
？Actually, it's not God wants our money.
不是神想要你的钱。
Actually, everything belongs to God.
因为你所有的都是神的。
The whole world belongs to God.
整个世界都是神所创造的。
Our person belongs to God.
我们自己也是属于神的。
Our health belongs to God.
我们的健康是神所赐的。
Our opportunity belongs to God.
我们的机会都是神给的。
Our brain belongs to God.
我们的头脑也是神。
So actually, the 100% belongs to Jesus.
所有 100% 都是神的。
But Jesus knows that we have to live in this life.
但是神知道我们也要在这边生活。
We have to pay our bills.
我们要付我们一些花费。
So God loves us. Okay, give back to you 90%.
神说 90% 归你吧。
Only keep 10%.
他就只拿了 10%.
But that 10% is not go to heaven.
那是
10%不是飞到天上去。
不是飞到天上去。
It's also be used among us.
那十分之一也是用在我们自己的身上。
To take care of our spirituality.
是来照顾我们属灵的成长
to for the church to develop
让这个教会能够建立
so actually God loves us so much
所以神是爱我们的
so this invisible hand we must always remember
这双看不见的手我们要一直的来记住它
okay the second point
第二点
what are the second blessing
第二个福气是什么
let's turn to verse 2
我们来看第二节
verse 2
你们清早起来夜晚安歇吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然唯有耶和华所喜爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
Here the second blessing is being able to sleep very sweetly.
这第二个福气就是可以安然睡觉。
Verse 2 tell us a description of modern day life of the people.
第二节这边他讲述了现代人的一个生活。
People get up very early.
清早就爬起来了。
In the past, the agricultural society, people get up early.
以前农业社会他们很早就要起来
But now we have to also get up early
现在我们也是一样很早就要起来
Why?
为什么
Because of traffic jam
因为交通阻塞
because Especially those who live in Sherry, Langley, across the bridge 6 o'clock have to get up, 6:30 have to move
尤其是住在树里的地方要来温哥华他们要过那个桥很早就要爬起来
North Vancouver, come to Vancouver, also the bridge
那北温到温哥华也是一样要过桥。
So, even though nowadays we are not farming, but we have to get up before the sun.
所以就算我们今天不是要起来种田，我们也是要很早就起来了。
Work so hard.
要非常的劳碌。
When we eat in a hurry.
我们吃饭的时候紧急快快的就把它吃完。
But the worst thing is we busy the whole day and go back home not able to sleep very well.
那最可怜的是我们整天劳碌工作回到家里也不能安然的睡觉。
According to modern statistics,
在今天的统计
around one third of the population will suffer or have ever suffered from insomnia.
大约三分之一的人口他们有失眠的这个症状。
And the more developed the society is,
那越发达的国家
the more the population suffer from insomnia.
那越多人就有这个失眠的症状。
I give you a figure.
给你一个
figure, 一个统计数字啊。
一个统计的数字。
For a population of 1,000 people,
在一千人当中
how many people will use sleeping pill?
那多少人会用安眠药来入睡呢
or how, among the 1,000 people, how many sleeping pill used by these 1,000 people?
那一千个人当中他们用了多少的安眠药
For USA,
在美国
around 100% of people, they use 3.1 sleeping pills. 一千人当中用掉 3.1 颗安眠药。
一千
Okay, for Taiwan,
在台湾
they use about 9.1 sleeping pills.
他们用了 9.1 颗安眠药。
This means in Taiwan, there are more people suffer from insomnia than in USA.
那就是说在台湾比在美国的人更多需要安眠药。
In Germany,
在德国
around 9.5 pills were consumed by 1,000, every 1,000 people in the population.
那每一千人就有 9.5 颗被用这个安眠药。
In Japan,
在日本
42.3 pills.
超42颗。
That means Japan very stressful society. Many people could not sleep during the night.
因为日本是非常劳碌的一个社会，很多人晚上不能够睡觉。
All our electronic equipment, all our cars made in Japan, they're very rich society.
很多车子我们用电器都是在日本做的，他们是一个非常富有的国家。
But lots of people cannot sleep during the night. What is the problem?
很多人晚上不能够睡觉。
Let's,
这个问题是什么呢？
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5.
我们请看传道书第五章。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 5.
传道书第五章。
Verse 11 and 12.
传道书五章十一、十二节。货物增添，吃的人也增添，物主得什么益处呢？不过眼看而已。劳碌的人不拘吃多吃少，睡得香甜；富足人的丰满却不容他睡觉。
Here the Bible gives us the reasons.
这里圣经告诉我们这个原因。
The rich not easy to fall asleep.
富足的人他不容易可以睡觉。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he owns much.
因为他有很多的。
And then lots of worries.
因为他有很多的货物，也有很多的愁烦。
But the poor.
但是那些贫穷的人
sleep very well sometimes, most of the time.
他们时常都能够睡得香甜。
When I go to Africa, I understand this, this truth.
那我到非洲的时候就了解了这个道理。
We have a spiritual convocation.
我们有一个灵恩会。
All the students sleep in the chapel.
学生都来睡在会堂里面。
No air condition.
没有冷气。
No fan.
没有电风扇。
They have no mosquito nets.
也没有遮蚊子的帐篷。
蚊帐啊，
蚊帐。
All the mosquito during the night just like a bomber. All the roaming around the ears.
那晚上就可以听到蚊子在那边飞来飞去。
They have no mattress, very hard ground.
他们没有睡垫，只能睡在硬邦邦的地板上。
But what, they just lie down in 3 minutes, everybody starts snoring.
那躺下去三分钟就可以听到人家打鼾的声音了。
Because they're used to it.
因为他们已经习惯了。
And every day they labor so hard.
每一天他们都努力的工作
so sleep very well.
就睡得非常的香甜
But me, I come from the developed society. Sometimes I will take longer to fall asleep.
那我从比较进步的国家去到那边就比较难入睡
But today, why many people in the society are failing to get sleep?
那为什么今天社会中很多人睡不着觉呢
Because of our many worries.
因为我们愁烦太多
We worry about our job.
我们烦恼我们的工作
our family,
我们的家庭
our financial,
我们的经济
So all these things contribute to insomnia
这些东西都导成人不能够入睡
So this is the very, very difficult part, difficult problem
这是一个非常难可以解决的问题。
People own much, but they cannot sleep well.
现在人越拥有的越来越多，但是他们不能够入睡。
People want to buy sleeping pill, but they cannot buy good sleep.
他们能够买安眠药，但是他们买不到好的睡眠。
So Bible tells us, how can we have good sleep?
圣经告诉我们，怎么样才能够得到好的睡眠呢？
Let's turn back to chapter 127.
我们来看回去127篇。
Chapter 127 of Psalm, verse 2.
诗篇127篇的第二节。
Read again.
你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
Here tell us, only those who are dear to the Lord, God will grant them a very peaceful sleep.
神所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
So the key point is not how many sleeping pills you force to swallow.
不是说你可以吞多少颗安眠药。
It's not that the expensive mattress you buy.
不是说要睡一个多好的一个睡垫。
When you have the peace of mind, you can sleep anywhere.
当你有一个安静平安的心，你在哪里都睡得着。
If a person is close to God,
如果一个人离神很近，
even though he has many troubles,
虽然在世界上他有非常的难题，
but before he sleep, he kneel down to God.
但是他睡觉之前祷告，跪下祷告。
I give you all my trouble, all my problems.
神啊，这些难题都交给了你。
I know I cannot handle it, but you will help me.
我知道我自己不能够，解决这些，但是你会帮忙我。
Then he has a peaceful mind.
他就有一个平安的心。
And he can sleep.
他就可以安然睡觉。
Let's look at the example of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来看一个耶稣基督的
例子啊。Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
请看路加福音第八章。
Verse 22 to 25.
第二十二到第二十五节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 22 to 25.
路加福音八章二十二节。有一天耶稣和门徒上了船，对门徒说，我们可以渡到湖那边去。他们就开了船。二十三节，正醒的时候耶稣睡着了，湖上忽然起了暴风，船将满了水，甚是危险。二十四，门徒来叫醒了他，说，夫子，夫子，我们丧命了。耶稣醒了，斥责那狂风大浪，风浪就止住，平静了。二十五节，耶稣对他们说，你们的信心在哪里呢？他们又惧怕又稀奇，彼此说，这到底是谁？他吩咐风和水，连风和水都听从了他。
We always heard about this story.
我们常常听到这个故事。
Now we have to ask one question.
我们要问一个问题。
Why our Lord Jesus Christ was able to sleep when he was in the boat in the turbulent water?
为什么耶稣能够在暴风雨当中在船上睡得了觉？
I think it's for me, I vomit until I die, I cannot sleep.
那我的话可能就在可能会船
晕船啊，
晕船
吐啊，
在那边吐
啊。But Jesus, he is able to sleep.
但是耶稣他睡得着。
Why?
为什么？
I think two reasons are there.
有两个原因。
First, because he must be very tired working for God, working, preaching, performing miracles.
我想第一他可能非常的累了，因为他整天忙碌工作，神迹传福音。
No time to rest.
没有时间来睡觉。
Because of us, he suffers so much.
因为我们的关系，他受了很多的苦。
So, anywhere he can sleep.
所以到哪里他都睡得着。
Because he was so tired.
因为他非常的累。
And second reason.
第二个原因。
I think his heart is very peaceful.
因为他的心非常的平静。
His heart has no worry.
他的心中没有烦恼。
So anywhere he can fall asleep.
所以在哪里他都睡得着。
So I think today we have to ask this question.
我们今天要问我们自己这个问题。
I think we somehow suffer from insomnia sometime in our life.
有时候在我们生命当中我们会得到这个失眠的症状。
Why we suffer from this?
为什么会这样子呢?
Maybe we have our own burdens.
可能有自己的重担。
We do not trust in God.
我们没有交托给神。
So Jesus, before he calmed the sea outside,
所以耶稣在他平静风浪之前，
he first calmed his heart.
他先安静了自己的心。
Today, do we have this peaceful heart?
今天我们有这安静的心吗？
Yes, in the world, there's so many restlessness.
是的，在世界上有非常多急躁的事情，
不平安的事情，
不平安的事情。
But can we calm down our heart first?
我们能够平静下来吗？
The Bible tells us, those who are close to God, dear to God, God will give him good sleep.
这边说，神所亲爱的人，他就会让他们安然睡觉。
Another example in the Bible tells us,
还有另外一个例子。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 12.
我们请看《使徒行传》的第十二章。
The book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 1 to 6.
使徒行传第十二章第一到第六节。
Here tell us, Peter was arrested by Herod.
在这边彼得被希律抓住了。
And then he was about to be beheaded.
他要被砍头之前。
During that night.
在那天晚上。
What happened?
那天晚上发生了什么事情？
Let's turn to verse 7.
我们来看第七节。
Chapter 12, verse 7.
使徒行传第十二章第七节。忽然有主的一个使者站在旁边，屋里有光照耀，天使拍彼得的肋旁，拍醒了他说，快快起来，那铁链就从他手上脱落下来。
I think Peter was sleeping very well.
我想那个时候彼得他睡着了。
Tomorrow maybe he'll be beheaded.
可能明天就要被砍头的
人
就丧失了生命。
Think about this. If today we go to see the doctor,
如果你今天去看了你的医生，
the doctor pronounce you,
那医生跟你说，
doctor said, unfortunately, you only have 1 month left.
可惜你只剩下一个月的生命了。
Wow, I think if we have this news, I think that night we cannot sleep.
那天晚上一定睡不着觉。
Even we have still 1 month left, I think immediately that one night we were sitting there or praying.
虽然你还有一个月的生命，可是那一天晚上一定睡不着觉在祷告。
But Peter,
但是彼得
，He doesn't care when he died.
他不管什么时候会去死。
He know maybe tomorrow he got beheaded.
可能明天就要被砍头了。
He can still fall asleep.
今天晚上还是能够睡得着。
Why?
为什么
？Because he trusts everything to the Lord.
因为他把所有的都交托了给神。
He have two chains bound to two soldiers beside him.
他手上有铁链绑着
，still can fall asleep.
他还是能够睡得着。
So we have to learn from him.
我们要从他学习。
He has so much peace in his heart.
在他心中有很多的平安。
There was a church worker sent to Nigeria to work in the past.
那在以前，我们教有一个教会的工人到非洲去传福音。
Many years ago.
很多很多年前。
At that time, when they stay in a place.
在那个时候，他们住在一个地方。
That place is famous for black magic.
那个地方是有一些巫术的、邪术的。
That night, because they hear there's a missionary come.
那在那个地方的人知道有一个传教的工人要来。
So many unbelievers, all the witchcraft come out, dance around the house, try to make some magic, huh?
那些行邪术的人就跑出来，在那个房子附近，在那边行邪术。
Wow, and the local members very frightened.
那个地方的信徒就非常的害怕。
Told the minister.
他们就告诉传道说。
Wow, they are doing black magics.
他们在行邪术。
They trying to harm us. What can we do?
他们要攻击我们，我们怎么办
？Do we have to go out to fight them, or what do we do? Do we have to pray?
我们要出去跟他们打架吗？还是要祷告
？The worker told him.
那传道工人告诉他。
Just sleep.
让他们去吧。
No, just sleep, 睡觉吧。
哦，就睡觉吧。
Don't worry.
不要烦恼，不要担心。
God will protect us.
神会保护我们。
God is guiding us.
神在带领着我们。
So he don't have to be afraid.
所以不要害怕。
So today, what kind of problem disturbing us?
今天我们遇到什么问题呢
？If we do not remove the problem and give it to the Lord,
如果我们没有把这个问题拿开交给神的话
，we are just having a backpack and then try to sleep with a black backpack.
就好像背着一个重的背包，然后想要背着那个背包睡觉。
I think we all have the experience of having a backpack at the back, huh? When we walk, it's okay. But if you lie down with a backpack, you cannot fall asleep.
我想每个人都有一个背过这个背包的经验。你走路的话可以，可是躺下来的话，背着就不好睡了。
Let's turn to First Peter.
我们请看彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书的第五章。
Verse 7.
第七节，你们要将一切忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
First Peter chapter 5, verse 7 tell us, you have to give all your worries to the Lord.
五章七节告诉我们，一切的忧虑要卸给神。
Here tell us, all the worries, not parts of the worries.
这边是说一切的忧虑，不是说一部分的忧虑。
Some people think I only tell Jesus about my big things, if a small thing I can handle.
有些人就想说，我把比较大的难题给耶稣，那小的我自己就可以解决了。
But actually, there's not any problem too small to put into the prayer.
那其实再小的难题都可以放在祷告里面。
Every worries, every burden, give to the Lord.
全部一切的忧虑都要卸给神。
Today, why do we fail to pray longer and deeper?
今天为什么很难的？我们很难能够做一个长比较长的祷告。
Because we don't find out many things to put in prayer.
因为我们在祷告中不知道要说什么。
Just like when you go to a shopping mall.
就好像你到一个百货公司商场。
Why you can stay there longer?
为什么你能够在那边逛很久的时间？
If you have 20 items or 30 items to buy, of course you have to spend longer there. You have to search for things.
如果你需要买20件、30件东西，你就要花很多时间在那边找。
If you only buy one item, or go in and come out.
如果你只需要买一个东西，你进去马上就出来了。
During a prayer,
在祷告的时候也是这样子。
Find out all our worries,
如果你找到很多的忧虑
put it in the prayer,
放到祷告里面。
Even every item, we only give it 1 minute.
每一件事情就花一分钟。
I think it's very easy, past 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
那很简单的，我们就可以祷告15分钟。
Because we have so many worries in our heart.
因为我们心中很多的忧虑。
And after we prayer,
在祷告之后
we should feel free.
我们要觉得
give it to God.
觉得很轻松，因为把所有都卸给神
了。Just like unload the luggage，
就好像把这些重担
射出来，
射
啊 ，unload it，
卸下来，
卸下来了。For example, when we go to take an aeroplane，
好像到看一个飞机。
When we check in, we give us the heaviest luggage, right? 30 kilo, we give it to the check-in counter. Wow, we feel lighter.
我们 check in 的时候就把最大的那个行李就给他们，就感觉很轻松。
And we board on the plane, we our hand carry luggage put upside.
那我们到飞机上之后，把手提的行李放到了行李箱里面。
And then when we sit, we can relax.
那我们坐着就非常没有烦恼。
No one will so stupid that I carry all the hand luggage, or even I'm sitting, I can still carry everything.
不会说一个人坐下来还把所有的包包都拿着。
Give everything to the aeroplane to take care.
把它交给那些机场的人员就可以了。
So that the aeroplane will carry the load.
那个飞机它会自己帮你载那些行李。
So today is the same. We have God with us.
今天一样的，耶稣跟我们同在。
But we fail to give Jesus our load.
他们时常都没有把这个重担交给他。
That's why we have so much heaviness and burden.
这就是为什么有很多的烦恼，很多的重担
还在我们身上。So those who are close to God, God will give him good sleep.
所以神所亲爱的人，他们就会得到安然睡觉。
Before we sleep, we kneel down to pray.
所以在睡觉之前，我们要跪下来祷告。
And also, before we sleep, we can even read the Bible.
在睡觉之前，我们甚至可以打开圣经来读一篇。
Some people say, when I open the Bible, I tend to fall asleep very easily.
很多人说，他们看圣经的时候很容易就想要睡觉。
It's okay.
没关系的。
Even you read 5 verses, fall asleep is okay.
你读了5节，想要睡觉就去睡吧。
Reading Bible fall asleep is better than watching TV fall asleep.
来读圣经睡着了，比看电视睡着还要好。
More or less, we remember the word of God.
至少你会记得一些圣经上的话。
Because it's the word of God put us to sleep.
因为是神的话让你睡着了。
Just like a mother tell the story before the baby, beside the baby, and make him sleep.
就好像一个母亲在一个小孩的床边跟他讲故事，让他睡着了一样。
So today, this morning, we talk about 2 blessings already.
所以今天早上我们讲了2件福气。
God will bless us to build our house.
神会祝福我们，建造我们的房屋。
But we have to ask this invisible hand to work with us.
但是我们要祈求这双看不见的手来帮助我们。
And God will give us good sleep.
神会叫我们安然睡觉。
Let's sing hymn
唱诗
151
首。